Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live and local, it's the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area, 95.7 The Game. We're having a ball, the whole crew. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, our board op extraordinaire. We call him 90210 because he looks like a combination of Dylan McKay and Brandon Walsh. And B-Money back there who, oh, man, B-Money.
Having a great night.
The honeymoon is over.
What?
Wow.
The honeymoon.
I told you, B. I told you what happened.
We got J.D. coming on after the Giants game. Look, love J.D.
Are you calling that a game?
Can't wait to talk to him about, you know, the starting rotation.
I see you, B-Money.
No, I don't see you tonight.
Wow. He saved that. Sharks in overtime.
Phil Barber flaked on us. Put him on the Phil left us? Put him on the you-know-what list. And, I mean, it's basically me and you talking all night, and, well, us and the...
I'm excited.
And the callers. I do want to get into some A's baseball. So, Ace fans, if you're out there, we allow the people to dictate our show. Right now, everybody wants to talk Dubs. I understand it. Hot team in the playoffs.
Why are we waiting all the way to Saturday? What the hell is the NBA doing? Damn, Zach, it's
kinda
like...
sucks. How many things do you want to get into?
Damn the band.
Sometimes you bring absolutely nothing, and then other times it's like too many things for me to even keep
up
with.
Absolutely nothing.
So, a lot of times. But this stuff, now you got me like with nine different topics. I want to get into
that.
That
was one time. Don't act like it's happened a lot.
A lot.
I love B-Money.
Right now, everybody on the phone lines wants to talk about this Warriors topic. The news coming out, the Lakers will be interested in Festus Ezeli. Obviously, Luke Walton will be the head coach for the Lakers next season. They're talking about 3 years, $50 million. And so it led me to, if you had to pick between Harrison Barnes and you had to pick between Festus Ezeli, which way would you go? 888-957-9570, and that's not even throwing into the equation whether or not you would take Durant over both of them combined. 888-957-9570. The PenskeAutoSales.com text line is 95795. We have some polls up, including this subject right now. We probably should have thrown a third option in there.
Yeah, we usually do.
Of Harrison Barnes over the two of them combined.
Now, that's what I want.
We can do that another time. We can get into that.
My answer changes.
We can do that at another point. We also have narrowed it down to six nicknames for Sean Livingston. If you listened last night, we did 3 hours and 15 minutes of nothing but calls and your suggestions on his nickname. The six that we chose from the ones that we heard, Obi-Sean Kenobi, Long Sean Silver. We have Sean Shank Redemption. We have Papa Sean. We have Stretch Arm Sean. And we have Sean the Mon Livingston. So all of those polls, there's two polls for the nicknames for Sean Livingston. We're hoping, if you know him out there, we would love for him to call in and give his final vote, because that's probably what we're going to roll with.
This is Sean.
Does he sound anything like that?
Nah.
You just totally pulled that out of your keisters?
You wanted me to call in, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks for the nickname.
Why are we impersonating Sean Livingston?
That make it seem like he called.
Okay. All of those polls you can vote on at 95.7 The Game on Twitter. You can reach us on Twitter. I'm at Zach Sports, Z-A-K Sports. He's at Triple D Guru, D-D-D-G-U-R-U. Right now, we have 266 votes on who you would keep between Festus or Harrison Barnes. Right now, 70% say Festus. And for me, I just...
71, my boy just texted in, Carrington
can't
Galloway.
Can't bump up a whole percent just for one vote out of 266.
He's my buddy.
Half a percent, he said.
We got players similar to Barnes. We need Festus. I get it, Tex.
Injury prone. And it's no longer a center league. To the phone lines we go. If you're there, sit there. We will get to you right now. Let's start with Renee in Oakland. Go ahead, Renee. Renee, you there? You gone?
All right. Hey, Zach.
How about Bridge in Antioch? Go ahead, Bridge.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, man? What do you got?
Oh, man. If we can keep both of them, that's the way to go, to keep them both. But if you got to choose between the two, like you said, it's not a big man league anymore. But since there's such a shortage, you're going to have to overpay for Festus. That's just the way the market is going to go. We can't forget that Harrison – had an injury this year, and he's one of he's an athletic explosive player, so he's still working on his timing. You know, 2 years ago, Steph had his breakout year. Year ago, Klay Thompson had his breakout year. This year, we had Draymond his breakout year. We're on schedule for either Harrison to be exposed for his breakout year, but if you keep Festus, you have to be sure that he's going to be the one to have the breakout year this following year.
All right. Thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it, Bridge.
Is that breakout year? Are we past? Is that coupon up, or is that
still young?
All right. I'm not saying he's not.
How old was he when he was drafted? 19 or 20?
I just know it was 3 years ago when he came in after his freshman ass, and I've been waiting for that to come back.
Yeah, yeah.
And if KD comes, we didn't get into this.
But why are you treating it as a demerit, not a credit? Real quick. We'll get into KD. Why are you treating the breakout series against the Spurs as a demerit and not a credit?
It is a credit. It's a demerit that we haven't seen it manifest now on a regular basis. I expect it. Once I saw it, I'm like, hey, you got it.
Save the KD stuff. Okay, we'll get into it. Right. Since B-Money didn't book any guests, we'll get into that a little bit later.
Throw the flag Let's get on
back.
Zach.
No, throw he the flag did, on B-Money. You know what? Two of them back-to-back. 30-yard penalty. It's first and 40 for him right now.
Wow.
Let's go to Josh in Oakland. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I have to say, bro, I would probably have to go with Harrison Barnes just because, like the last caller said, you know, the big man is kind of dying in this league. And Harrison, you know, we ask him to be a fourth, third option. And this, not even third, like fourth and sometimes fifth option, third option when the bench come in. The thing is like, you know, it's so hard to get into rhythm playing on this team because you might go five or six possessions without shooting the shot when you got shooters like, you know, Steph and Klay and playmakers like Draymond. But the thing that trips me out is everybody's talking about scoring. It's like, why are you tripping on scoring? We score a lot of points. Look at Harrison Barnes and Festus for the other things that they do. Festus for defending the rim, Harrison Barnes for the effort, the keeping possessions alive, offensive rebounds. I got to say that if Harrison Barnes happens to go to the Lakers with Luke Walton, I think that he can give you a solid 22 points being a game, being a second option. He's improved almost every season, and I've heard you guys say availability is the best ability, and this is like the first season where he's missed more than 70 games.
Yeah, it wasn't even a big deal. He had an ankle injury. Thank you for the phone call, Josh. Appreciate it. Yeah, it wasn't even a major injury. I mean, it was, you know, he was gone for what, a couple weeks?
No, it was a month. Remember, everybody was like, is it more serious than what it was?
But he's came back fine. Yeah. And again, I just, you know, you talk about the lineup of death. You talk about all the different versatile ways that he can help the team. Look, Steve Kerr ranted and raved about how good Festus Ezeli was in game two. And he's right. He saved their keister last couple nights ago at Roracle in terms of his defensive presence and what he did for the team. He can catch the lob. He's not offensively terribly gifted. But again, he's injury prone for me. And I just think in terms of what you have, and we'll get into the KD stuff a little bit later. Right now we're focusing on if you had to choose between the two. I think that Harrison Barnes has been way more important to the Warriors' success than Festus Ezeli has been.
That's fair.
Daryl the Guru Johnson.
When you put it like that, you got me.
Zachariah, 95.7 The Game, taking your calls, 888-957-9570. Let's go to Parker in San Francisco. Go ahead, Parker.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Fantastic. How are you?
Doing well. I'm on the Festus train here, and I got a few reasons why. The Warriors, breakaway, possessions, quick transition, they score a lot on that, and the reason why they do is their great defense. It's, shot blocks and defensive rebounds, and there's a reason why they picked up Varejão, because Bogut's aging. Varejão's towards the end of his career, and you need Festus. I mean, you need him. You need the big guy in the paint, blocking lanes.
Parker, that's an interesting aspect of it because you're right. A lot of this also goes into which of the two between Iguodala and Bogut will no longer be serviceable in terms of their age. Which one is going to no longer be able to contribute to the team? Because if it's Iguodala, then you definitely want to keep Barnes. If it's Bogut, then you definitely want to keep Ezeli.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting part of it.
Yeah, that's one of my main points there.
Thank you for the phone call, Parker. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, what about that? Which one do you think is more likely to start fading out into retirement between Bogut and Iguodala? Because that's another part of it.
No, Bogut. Iguodala's got the Fountain of Youth serum right now. And I don't know if you started him.
Allegedly.
No, in a good way.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But if you started like you him, were saying,
then, would, know you know, then would a gasket blow? Would you need, you know?
But you hear what I'm saying, right? If you told me Bogut next year was going to be Dunzo,
then you keep
right, Azili. Gotcha. If you told me Iguodala was going to be Dunzo next year, then I'm taking. I mean, that's another layer of it that I'm sure Bob Myers and the rest of the Warriors organization has to think about. Let's go to Big Will in Oakland. Go ahead, Big Will.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for calling. What do you got?
Yeah, so I agree with your caller, Josh. I think that with Harrison, he's more valuable. I think that Warriors fans need to recognize that Harrison is sacrificing. He's a sacrificer, which is what makes his position and what he does work. He's sacrificing being a better scorer. He's sacrificing his contracts and the amount of money he's getting. He's putting a lot of stuff on the line just to make sure the Warriors are winning. And I look at it in a way where if you got rid of Harrison and you replaced him with KD, you got four people who can handle the ball.
Yes, you can.
We don't need to handle the ball, and that's just too much. Like Josh said, it's just too much scoring. You don't need an extra score. You need somebody who's going to do the dirty work.
Yeah, right.
Which Harrison is perfect at that. And also, I think if you can go after a guy like KD, you can let go Festus Azili and get somebody else. You can get another Festus, I think. It's easier to get another Festus than it is to get another Harrison. So that's the points I wanted to make.
All right, thank you for the phone call, Big Will. That's another layer to it, Guru. Which one is the easier guy to replace? You think it's easier to get a big guy that can do the dirty work?
No, it's not. It's obvious. Look around the league.
You think it's easier to get another Harrison?
Oh, yeah, especially when you got 10 Harrisons on this team.
Who's the
I mean, just Iguodala.
That's one. Give me the second one.
What's my man that broke his leg? This Brandon Rush. I'm just saying you could plug in. You could Barbosa.
No.
I mean, you could plug in so many.
What are you
many.
Doing here? Barbosa is a replacement for Harrison Barnes?
Hey, Barbosa's been playing his ass off.
He's 9 inches shorter than him. He can't play the defense.
I'm not saying you go into next year and that's your guy.
I'm not even definitively saying that it's easier to replace Azili than it is Barnes, but you cannot hit me with Barbosa as a replacement for Barnes. Barnes is a small forward. Barbosa's barely a point guard. He's got like 9 inches on him. He doesn't do any, if you're saying that you could have a rotation to where it would be somewhat similar, I could maybe go down that road. But all right, the people have spoken. Phone lines are lit up. We're going to get to all of you. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. We will continue the discussion next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, coming back at you at 95.7 The Game.
This is Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. That's how you can reach us. Daryl the Guru Johnson and Zachariah here on 95.7 The Game.
Sharks got robbed, Zach.
What happened?
They got the winning goal, and then there's, look at this. They're saying that they waved it off. No, that's a goal, and now they're reviewing it. They waved it off, and
so they haven't gotten robbed yet. We're waiting on the verdict.
The review.
Okay.
Yeah. They've been so hot.
Oh, yeah, and we're going to hear from Jen in Burlingame. She's going to call in and give us a review. You won't need the review because you watched the entire game.
No, I don't.
I'm the review because I was focusing on this show as I always do.
And we'll
do.
Get into the football game going on at AT&T Park.
There's a football game at AT&T Park? Who's playing?
The Niners against the
Broncos?
Yeah. 17
on for
a
the
night Kane started.
For the Colorado
it's a problem,
Broncos?
Now.
He's a horse.
Good Lord.
Yeah, he is a horse.
The back end, horse manure.
Ah, there you
that
go.
That was good. Yeah, the 4 and 5 starters there, man.
You
good.
Just went, got two.
Peavy got lit, and now Kane got lit, and now you know what a taxing that puts on the bullpen?
Wow.
I mean, you basically have to call up a sixth starter just to have that guy ready in case one of these guys implodes. They're going to have to make some changes there. let's get back to the Warriors discussion. A lot of people want to weigh in. Barnes versus Azeli, as the news came down, the Lakers could be interested in the backup center for the Dubs, talking about 3 years and $50 million. Let us to say, which one would you keep? Let's start with, did we lose our guy? Rob? Is this the same Rob that did the, Rob in San Jose? Rob, are you the same Rob that that wrote the song about me, Townie, and Guru?
I don't know about that, but I understand that we got to choose that name. Sean Livingston, because, you know, E4 is going to break in. You know, but I'm a Livingston shades on. Yep. He's just kind of.
I'm sorry, Rob. I got to cut you off. It's the worst verse I've ever. I couldn't even understand I can understand Mitch in New Jersey more than I can understand.
And I heard E40.
Anyways, Rob, if you want to record something and then, like, take the bass out of your voice or something, I'm not trying to hate on you at all. He said he had a rap about Sean Livingston.
I heard E-40.
I wanted to hear it, but, I mean, I couldn't with that voice.
You were ready, too.
And that's on B-Money. You can't put a guy through with that voice. And then, of course, the first words out of Guru's mouth is, I love that voice. The whole time, the only reason why I cut him off is that I couldn't understand him. All right, back to actual basketball talk. Yeah, hey, no, you don't, hey. Livy. Livy, Kimmy, you do not love it. Let's go to Len in Oakland. Go ahead, Len.
I just wanted to make the comment on, you know, the Harrison Barnes versus Azeli thing. I thought the whole thing of when them drafting Kevin Looney out of UCLA was going to be the reason why, you know, Harrison Barnes had become expendable. I mean, I said for like Festus, you know, if you look at when he and Draymond came in, each year they've gotten better. You haven't seen that from Harrison Barnes. You know, and it might be at his ceiling right now. So why not go ahead and let him go, bring in Kevin Looney, and start all over again with a youngster at his spot when you really don't need the scoring from his position?
Yeah, do you think Looney is more of a Barnes guy?
It's not about him being a Barnes guy, because Barnes isn't even a marquee guy yet. I mean, he hasn't gotten better the years he's been with the Warriors. He stays about the same.
You're not alone in this thinking, Len, and this is what I get from a lot of Warriors fans. I would say that him not improving, if that's how you want to call it, I don't know if I would, he still started with so much talent and so much production that him not improving doesn't mean that he's dropped to the level. I mean, Azeli just started playing basketball when he was 16.
Yeah.
But he's still getting better. I mean, okay, he had the injury. But even the coaches say he's probably the most talented as far as physically athletic guy on the team.
I got you. Thank you for the phone call, Lynn.
He makes great points, and so do you, Zach. But at the end of the day, you talk about, well, he's not getting enough chances. Damn it. Why we're so frustrated is we're watching the chances when he gets the ball and shoots it off that looks like a knuckleball or something's not right. And I believe it's his handle he needs to work on, because I would call him a poor man Scottie Pippen. I know he's not that tall, but now I'm like, you know what? When there's a crowd, Barnes can't put it on the floor and get to the rack like Penny Hardaway.
You're slipping on his handles. But my whole point was, if Harrison started off as a 7 out of 10 and he hasn't gotten any better, and Azeli started off as a 1 out of 10 and he's gotten to a 4, you still want the 7 over the 4. You still want the 7 over the 4.
As I was eating my chips and dip. Hey, they're two different tens, though.
Throw the flag. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game, taking your calls, 888-957-9570. Let's go to Voodoo in Oakland. Go ahead, Voodoo.
Man, thanks for the call.
No, you called us, but thank you for the call, Voodoo.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good. What's up, man? It's all just semantics. Go ahead.
Hey, Harrison Barnes got to go. Besides his good defense, he's garbage. Anybody can fill in his role. Isaac Book can come out retirement and fill in his role.
Oh, my. You did not go there, Voodoo.
Man. And look, big man's still a point, because remember Bogey got hurt, and then Azeli was still hurt during that time. We was scrambling for a center.
Okay, Voodoo, let me ask you this. Do you like his defense?
Yeah. Who defense?
Harrison Barnes.
I love his defense.
Okay. Do you like his ability to shoot the three ball?
No.
What's he?
No, I don't either.
What's he shooting? Look that up. Okay. Do you like his ability to drive to the rack and throw it down on somebody, Black Falcon style?
Silla, you throwing that on me, but
yeah, I tried to sway you there. Thank you, Voodoo. Thank you for the phone call. Yeah, I totally swayed him there, but I mean, my point is, what aspect outside of him not getting a ton of opportunities,
Zach? He's getting oppos.
Are you really?
He's getting oppos. What's maddening is when you see what he's doing with the oppos. It ain't that.
Andre in the Valley, Joe. Go ahead, Andre.
What's going on, fellas? Love the call. Appreciate it. Everybody's making good points. I agree with some. Some I don't. Harrison Barnes, man, you're right. He's not doing what he can do with the opportunity. I heard a caller say, you know, oh, well, he can't get in a rhythm on this team. That's no excuse when Sean Lemon can come off the bench and get a rhythm.
But he's playing with the twos. Hang on. We've heard this argument before, Andre. That he's when Livingston comes in, he's playing with the twos.
Well, okay, so what about when Iguodala was hurt, when Festus Ezeli was hurt, when Curry was out?
I don't have a counter argument for that. There have been times when guys have been hurt, and I did want to see more out of them than I did.
We talked about it. You were disappointed.
Thank you for the phone call, Andre.
You're right. That was a great one. You even said it, you know.
I don't have a great counter to that. I did want to see more from him there. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795, and B-Money might have actually gotten something done. We might talk to Phil Barber.
He's arisen from the Phil.
Risen Phil from the dead?
No, I was thinking of all the nicknames, but he's resurrected from the Phil from the gray. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Phil Barber covered the Raiders draft very closely. Also, he can talk to us about the Dubs as well. So we'll talk to him. We'll talk to you. 888-957-9570. Also, don't forget to go vote on the polls at 95.7 The Game on Twitter. Who do you want between Festus and Harrison Barnes? And also the suggestions for Sean Livingston's nickname. All that coming up next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
B-Money's beard is phenomenal.
This is Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area, 95.7 The Game. Alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson, I am Zachariah. We will get back to your phone calls. A lot of people fired up about this Harrison Barnes, Festus Ezeli talk. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795 right now. It is a pleasure to be joined by the one, the only, Phil Barber. Fantastic Twitter handle. You should follow him just for that. At @skinny_post. He is a great sports writer for the Press Democrat. He joins us now. Phil, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing on this Thursday night?
No complaints over here. You know, a lot of sports going on. This is like the opposite of the baseball all-star break or the NBA all-star break where there's nothing going on. There's just everything going on. So we're good. I know you covered the Raiders draft very closely, and I'm wondering what you thought. It seems like Reggie McKenzie's carrying himself with a lot more confidence than he had been doing in the past, and they did so well in free agency. They didn't have to draft for a specific position, even though I was hoping secondary, and they addressed that with Carl Joseph. Seems like a hard hitter. I saw him do a backflip in his hometown, sending a video out to Raiders fans. What'd you make of the first-round draft pick for the silver and black?
Well, I got to go on the record as saying I'm one of those guys who believes you cannot grade the NFL draft until a couple years down the road. I mean, it's fun to do, and let's do it because, you know, it gives people something to talk about and to debate. But it's been proven time and time again that you don't really know how a team did until probably even year three. So, I mean, that said, I will say this, that Reggie McKenzie took a little bit more of a risk this time. Reggie's made some fantastic picks over the last few years. Derek Carr, Khalil Mack, Amari Cooper. Those have been wins, all of them. But in a way, you could say that they were all pretty safe picks. When those guys came around, when it was the Raiders' turn to draft, they were all pretty logical choices. I think the Raiders surprised a few people with Carl Joseph in the first round, and they definitely did with Jihad Ward in the second. And so in a way, I think you can say that this is a draft that might say something about Reggie McKenzie and his abilities, possibly even more than some of those guys that he's hit on in the last couple of years.
Phil, we've seen the Raiders just go to the secondary and make additions. I mean, nice additions with guys that are already proven in the league and the draft. I may need security after this question, Phil, but I'm a guy that thought the Raiders stuck by DJ Hayden through the tough years. I actually saw some glimpses of like, hey, you know what? Something may be there. Maybe the nickel. Were you surprised that they didn't bring him back?
No, I wasn't. I hear what you're saying. I think that DJ was better at the end of last year than he was at the beginning. But one thing that I'll say for Reggie McKenzie, even in those first few years when things were not working out as well for him and he was more of a question mark, he showed a willingness to sever ties with people when they showed that they weren't working out. He did it with Matt Flynn, and he did it with Tyler Wilson, the fourth-round draft pick. You know, he showed that when he made a mistake, he was willing to call it a mistake. And I think that that's what he just did with DJ Hayden. And I think that what they would have had to pay DJ was probably more than he had demonstrated he was worth. And I think they made the right call in letting him go. And I have to hand it to Reggie McKenzie to be able to make that call.
What did you think about the third round pick, Shil-E Calhoun? It seemed like, you know, three-time All-American defensive end for Michigan State, double digits in sacks, double digits in tackles for losses. Why did he fall down to the third round? Is it just lack of a very high ceiling? What'd you make of that pick?
Yeah, I think that he's one of those guys that was not a workout wonder. He probably lost some stock at the NFL Combine and Pro Day and beyond. He's not a guy who knocks it out of the park on the measurables. But, man, you talk about production in college, and I think that that's the type of person that Reggie McKenzie has demonstrated he's looking for. And I don't know, third-round draft pick, a guy who had that much production in college, that seems like a great pick to me. And I'm going to be honest with you, as a sports writer, the way I grade draft picks is not on size or speed or even college production. It's on what sort of interview they are and how entertaining they can be for us. And Shil-E Calhoun, man, he seems like a first-team all-interview guy. He just really composes himself well. I think he's going to be pretty fun to be around over the next couple of years.
When you look at this division and all that the Raiders have done, you can almost use the word disappointment if the Raiders didn't take this division going into this upcoming season. Have you seen anything like this happen before where a team made strides not only in free agency and the draft, and then the other teams in the division seem to be going the other way after Denver actually won a Super Bowl but lost their quarterback?
It's a lot of ground that I feel like the Raiders have made up. And I know what you're saying. I mean, I think if we scoured the record, we could probably find some Super Bowl teams that dropped off quite a bit because they were poached through free agency. But the thing about the Broncos is they took a hit at the most important position. You know, I mean, you can't be a successful NFL team without a good quarterback. And to lose your first two and to kind of rebuild and to rebuild in an environment where there's not a lot of great free agent quarterbacks out there, it really feels like the Broncos have come down to earth. And if I'm the Raiders, I don't see any reason to think that I'm not right there in competition for at least the division title this year.
Phil Barber, kind enough to join us. He is a sports journalist for the Press Democrat. Follow him on Twitter at @skinny_post on Twitter. Kind enough to join us, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah. Phil, when you look at this Warriors series, and we've been going back and forth, I'm sure you saw the news. The Lakers could be interested in Festus Ezeli. I saw 3 years, $50 million for him going down to Southern California. We've been talking about whether or not you would retain him. him or Harrison Barnes if you had to choose between the two? They're both restricted free agents, so they could bring back both. Or would you take Kevin Durant and let both of them walk? Where are you on this whole sort of love triangle thing going on with the Warriors?
Well, here's the beauty about being the Warriors right now. Their base is so solid that, you know, as long as they can keep their top tier of players, I feel like they have a luxury of being able to let guys come and go and still be the Warriors. Like, Harrison Barnes is a very good complimentary player on that team. They like him. I know that they do. They could let Harrison Barnes walk, and they could still be the Warriors. And I think you could say the same thing about Festus Ezeli. I see a lot of reasons to like Festus Ezeli. I'd like to keep him around. But if he were to leave, you know, it's not going to diminish that team too much. I think it gives them great bargaining power. I think they've built a situation where guys want to stay around. They want to be part of what the Warriors have. You know, whether they can really make a run at Durant, I'm not sure about that. I think that it's a possibility. I think there's a lot to consider there about whether Kevin Durant would make them a better team, especially depending on what else they would need to give up to sign Kevin Durant. I'm not convinced that that would be a good move for them. I think it's something you at least have to consider because he's one of the superstars of the game, and you don't want to just say no to a superstar. But, I guess my point is they have such a solid foundation there with Steve Kerr and his staff and with the team that they've built, and especially with the depth of that team and the guys who come off the bench, that they can really take a hard look at any of those guys either on their team or not yet on their team. And I don't think that there's any one person who is necessarily essential to what they're going to do next year.
Now, when you look at Derek Carr, NFL Network just did top 100 players. Derek Carr taking the league by storm. Were you shocked that they, with the draft pick of Connor?
Connor Cook.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I was really surprised for about 10 minutes, and then I started to think about it. Because at first it seemed like a challenge to Derek Carr, and I had no idea why they would do that because they seemed to be really happy with Derek Carr for good reasons. But then the more I thought about it, you know, the backup quarterback on an NFL team, honestly, I think he's, if you had to, like, break down the numbers, that's probably about the 10th or 12th most important person on the team. I really feel like right now in today's NFL, that a backup quarterback is essential to success. He might not play at all. He might play 5 games, and he might be crucial to getting you into the playoffs. So when I look at it that way, I thought they had a pretty good backup quarterback in Matt McGloin. But, you know, maybe they're not entirely happy with McGloin. Maybe they feel like they need to upgrade purely as their backup quarterback. And when I look at it that way, maybe Connor Cook's, maybe that's a great pick. You know, maybe they feel like they're going to upgrade at number 2 on the depth chart, and I think that's worth something. And so, you know, I'm giving Reggie the benefit of the doubt, which I suppose is something he's probably earned at this point.
Yeah, he's earned it, Phil, but not in the quarterback department with all the misfires. And I just don't know how much Connor Cook is better than Matt McGloin. We'll see. I would have liked them to have gotten somebody that could have contributed for sure, not just barring injury, but just definitely helped them on Sunday in Week 1. But we'll see how it all works out. I'm a huge McKenzie guy, so I'm not going to, you know, rip into him for it. But that was the one pick where I was like, I wish they had done something different. I also was very big on the running back out of Utah, Devontae Booker. I wanted him, and they missed him by a couple picks in the next round. But anyways, Phil Barber, he does fantastic work for the Press Democrat. Follow him on Twitter at @skinny_post. Phil, always appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Hey, nice to talk to you.
There you go. Phil Barber, everyone. Yeah, I just, you know how much I wanted Devontae Booker. They missed on him by like 3 or 4 picks in the 5th round. They should have just got him in the 4th round. Connor Cook might not even be that. I don't know how much. Do you think he's that much better than
no,
Matt?
No.
Than
no. Is it not?
McGloin?
I'm so blown away. at that pick. We haven't really chopped it up about it.
Well, you know what they were doing. They're stashing him. Who was the quarterback from Philly that they sent to Arizona? Kevin Cobb?
Yeah. He was here a hot second. You're right. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He didn't play long, so forgive me if I don't remember him and all his stats. Yeah. But anyways.
He got paid.
And Philly got a ton. And so all he has to do is have a good game in the fourth quarter of a blowout, a couple good preseason games, fill in for Derek Carr if he needs to sit for 1 week or whatever, and then all of a sudden he's trade bait because the NFL is so quarterback thirsty. All right, we'll get back to the Warriors talk. There was some audio that I did not get a chance to get to. Festus Ezeli, Sean Livingston, and Clay Thompson, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah coming back at you, 95.7. The game.
Now back to Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area, 95.7 The Game. Oh man, a lot of fun in the commercial breaks. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah. Our main man over here, 90210, taking credit for a lot of things in that commercial break. I was ripping into B Money, our great producer.
I think we need to have a house meeting, y'all.
Yeah, show meeting, y'all. You're damn right.
Sharks and double OT.
Yeah.
That I'm watching.
Nothing better than double OT.
That's what
OT.
I heard you say. Playoff hockey was your preference.
It's my favorite. In terms of playoffs, nothing ups the ante more than hockey, and especially OT playoff hockey. So you will keep us abreast on that as you are.
Well, it's an intermission.
Triple D Guru. If you want to get in on the program, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795 is how you do so. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will update the polls. Currently, we have two polls on Sean Livingston. If you didn't hear it, it was a Sean Livingston extravaganza last night in terms of trying to find a nickname for him. We don't like the S-Dot, which is apparently what he rolls with because that's Jay-Z's nickname.
And Seth Curry's
Sean
Twitter handle.
Sean Livingston.
Yeah, super backup point guard. So we have six up there. At 95.7 The Game on Twitter. That is two different polls. There's three options for each poll. And then the other one is, who would you keep if you had to choose one between Festus for the rest of us and Harrison Barnes?
And a PSA announcement for me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say it's a PSA. I didn't have to say announcement.
Okay.
I know that DJ Hayden is still a Raider.
That's good.
Okay, they declined the fifth year.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You didn't tell me if it came across like I thought he was gone.
No, I'm not sure.
I'm getting some heat, heat.
I'm not sure if it came across like that. Right. But
I don't know, Steve.
I know you knew. Steve knows that you knew.
Oh, and I know that
Steve.
I knew.
He's 90210. Stop giving him a real name. He's 90210.
I hated that show. There were no blacks.
The best show ever.
There were no blacks.
There was
on
a black DJ in one episode. Yeah. Yeah. Remember the intro, and they're like, it was really white. But so was Seinfeld. Was great.
Seinfeld.
There was no blacks in Seinfeld.
They had Jews on there. There was
Jews
good.
Are blacks now? Italians
you
are
know
blacks
what I mean?
Now?
There were
I don't know what you mean.
It was New York.
Black anyways. Don't crack, Jack.
Yeah, black does not crack. So we'll do all that at 10 o'clock. Right now, some people hanging on patiently. Anthony in Oakland, he wants to talk about this Ezeli Barnes topic. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
Sorry. So you guys said 3 years, $50 million. That puts him making more money this next year than anyone did on the Warriors this year, more than James Harden made this year, more than John Wall made this year, and more than DeMarcus Cousins. So I would kind of take that with a grain of salt. There's also a rumor that they want to trade the number, you know, 3-1 pick to Indiana for Paul George, and it's kind of like, okay, Lakers. I think they're putting a lot out there. But to answer your question, if I had to choose between Harrison Barnes and Festus Ezeli, I would go with Harrison Barnes because Festus Ezeli is hurt a lot. And it's not a guarantee that he's going to play a full season. And so I know Harrison Barnes had his ankle injury this year, but for the most part, he's been pretty injury-free. And so I want a guy that I know can at least make 75 to 82 games. I wouldn't want to pay somebody $16.5 million for a guy who's barely played a season and a half.
No, that's part of it. That's part of it, Anthony. Thank you for the phone call. That's definitely part of it. And I'm not a mathematician, but I believe I actually just did this on the calculator on my phone. God bless those things, man. That helps me out a lot. $50 million over 3 years, $16.667 million a year. So 16¾ million dollars per year. And Harrison Barnes just turned down 16. I don't know if he's going to get more than what the Warriors offered or less. I'm assuming with the new TV contract, it's probably going to be more. But
everybody's getting more.
If the money's comparable, I'm rolling with Harrison over Festus.
And I guess I'm in fairy tale land. I was kind of looking at it like both of them didn't have any. Let's not go to the charts, the medical charts.
Yeah.
Just on a good day, both are healthy. Who would you want on your team?
Well, the other part of it is,
you have no backup for Bogut right now.
We brought this up, but I want to go back to it. Who is going to be no longer a quality player first out of Andre Iguodala
Bogut.
And Andrew Bogut?
If it's
Andrew Bogut, then I would would sway me more towards Festus.
I would bet with Bogut, but right. That's a great concern.
Let's go to Jason in San Jose. Go ahead, Jason.
What's up, you guys? You just brought up that the Bogut and Andre thing. But I want to get back to the Barnes and Azili first.
It's one and the same. I mean, what I'm saying is you factor in who you think is going to be able to produce for you first out of the because Harrison would be a replacement for Iguodala, even though they're playing at the same time, and Azili would be a replacement for Bogut, even though they're playing at the same time.
Okay. I mean, the way I see it, man, I love Barnes, but it's like, you know, how many 7-footers you get, you know, that are able to go out there, you know, pass the ball. He's working on that, you know, but as well as, you know, just blocking and playing that defense. You know, I feel like the Warriors have had tons of those small forwards that can come in, you know, do all that good work. And, you know, this was Barnes' chance to show us that he's more than just a good role player on this team. And, you know, I mean, I know he has that potential, but, you know, he got to score and do all that to be on our team and be real good. And, you know, just the defense, I don't think that's going to cut it comparing to Azili. You know, if he can just be really good at that defense position, you know, just be good on defense, you know, get a little better on his offense, I feel like that will be so much better for us. I mean, you look at our history for centers, we haven't had any. And, you know, we got Bogut now. Like you're saying, he might be leaving. I feel like Azili got to be the way to go. You know, I mean, the money issue now, you just did the math. I don't think he's worth 16, and if Barnes is getting 15, but, you know, money's even, man. I think we got to go with Azili.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Oh, wait, Azili?
Yeah, I'm saying Azili, man.
Shock me.
Oh, I thought you just said that. Well, I know you were making the argument for him, but I thought at the end when you said if the money's comparable, I thought you were going to say Harrison. You would go Azili even though he's injury prone?
I get the injury prone, man, but I just feel like that's so much more rare. Like, just getting that 7-footer, you know, he's not even worried about getting his shots off. He just wants to alley-oop, and he just wants to play defense, you know?
Yeah.
Barnes, I love what he can do, but, you know, he, as a small forward, I'm sure he wants to score more. I'm sure anyone who comes in position, you know, they kind of want to score. You know, it's not always just about playing defense and getting the rebounds and, you know, being the outlook three guy.
I got you.
So I feel like, I feel like this is more rare as Azili. You know, I feel like we can, maybe not as good as Barnes, but I feel like we can get something pretty close, man.
I got you. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate the phone call. Quickly here, let's go to Jones in SF. Go ahead, Jones.
Here we go. How y'all doing?
What's up? We're good. What do you got?
All right, man. I want to talk about what's going on with these trades. You know, y'all talking about Barnes here, and I get it.
You got to turn your radio down, Jones.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. You were fired up. I don't want you to lose that fire, Jones.
I listen to y'all every day.
I appreciate that. We're not on every day, but I appreciate when you listen.
All right. Let's be real. Kevin Durant is a real estate coming here.
I'm with you. I mean, if I can get Kevin Durant, I would say bye-bye to both of them.
Both of them. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, God forbid Curry get injured again, but let's say he get injured again. We're not going to be sweating bullets because we know Kevin Durant going to be dropping the bucket.
Yes. You know what it is, Jones? It's superstar insurance.
It is.
I like that.
It is.
And I know he's not the best defensive player.
He's not. He's not terrible, though. He's not terrible. No.
The Warriors is a defensive team, though.
You're right.
All right, Jones, take care of your baby. I hear your baby in the background. Thank you for the phone call.
Goo-goo.
Yeah, you got to go take care of that kid. That was not what it did, but I guess that's your baby impersonation.
Zachariah, daddy, bring me a bottle.
Just as good as your Italian impersonation. You are struggling with the impersonations tonight.
No, I've been
and you have some good ones.
No, I don't.
The Italian one is literally the worst thing I've ever. That's good. You have some good ones. The baby one is terrible, and the Italian one is terrible.
How do you mess up gaga goo goo?
I mean, you don't sound like a baby at all. I mean, at all.
Good God, I'm okay.
No, not okay there.
Haters.
All right. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. We have some polls up at 95.7 The Game on Twitter. Go check those out. We'll update those because there's only going to be an hour to go. If this Sharks game, which looks like a marathon, they're in, just started double OT.
Oh, they got to be super tired.
3-3 Sharks Predators. Yes, we will talk to Jen. We'll take more of your phone calls if you want to weigh in on the Warriors. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.